Can you believe? I don't know how we got here, but can you believe today is the first day of August 2013? I don't know what happened. How you doing? It's Joey Kroll, and welcome to Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Yeah, I know. I woke up today. I was like, how in the world did we get here? I don't know. Summer is moving along way, way too quickly. But regardless, so good to be spending some time with you. How's the week coming along? Yeah? You hanging in there? Doing all right? It has been one long week. Oh, it seemed like we have just been so busy in the last, I don't know, felt like in the last two or three weeks, just everything just happened at once, and we're just playing catch up, and we're just so looking forward to the weekend in our household. We get to oversleep a little bit on Saturday, so we would appreciate your prayers very, very much. But yeah, it's so hard to believe, though, even though this has been a long week, it's hard to believe that we're already in August. So I know our kids are going to be starting school here in the next few weeks, and they're both actually looking forward to it. I don't know where they got that from. I have no idea, but they're both looking forward to school starting up here in the next few weeks as well. But this weekend, I'm not sure if you have any plans whatsoever coming up on Sunday night. Spend your nights with the Singing Men of GNN. They're going to be in concerts at the First Baptist Church in Rantoul this Sunday night at 6 p.m. The Singing Men of GNN will be there. Free concert. This is just a great opportunity for fellowship, catch up with, just to see what the guys are doing. And it's always, always so good to hear them all just sing their praises to the Lord. And just so encouraging to see some great songs and so forth. So, yeah, that's coming up this Sunday at the First Baptist Church in Rantoul, 6 p.m. The church is located at 401 Glenwood Drive in Rantoul, 401 Glenwood Drive in Rantoul. Again, the concert begins at 6 p.m. Sunday night. You can get more information on this and other events and other Singing Men concert dates and so forth at the event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, our devotion for today will be coming from Job chapter 1. Today, we're going to be taking a look on how to have a proper perspective in a fallen world. And boy, we do live in a fallen world, don't we? All of us, according to the scripture, it says we all fallen short. All of us. So today, we're going to focus on how to have a proper perspective to the situations and problems in our life, especially in this fallen world. So we'll take a look at that from Job chapter 1 right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in heaven.
his body lay. Light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again.
And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with a precious blood.
Craig and Dean, and In Christ Alone, right here in the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. I'll tell you what, the book of Proverbs is full of truth and wisdom. It's a kind of wisdom that looks at the world as God intended at creation. It's the kind of wisdom you teach your children. You teach them to work hard. You teach them to listen. You teach them to avoid temptation. And such wisdom says that when you do these things, you will prosper. And this is how the world should work. It's built on the sowing and reaping principle, which itself is built on cause and effect. Work hard and your barn will be full. Sleep through the harvest and you will go hungry. Sowing and reaping. Cause and effect. This is the world God created. And this is the path of wisdom that we as Christians should especially pursue. But friend, you and I both know life isn't always simple. This world is fallen and broken, and things don't always go as planned. I am not a plan B person. I love plan A. Let's stick with this. Let's do this. And when things don't fall into place, it's not fun. This world is fallen and broken, and things don't always go as planned. Fools achieve political power while princes labor as slaves. The righteous man perishes in his righteousness while the wicked man prolongs his life in his evil doing. So a lot of people ask, okay, so then why be righteous? Why listen and obey the Proverbs if the wicked man succeeds? Have you ever had these types of thoughts? Why does such and such get this? Well, here I am, God, doing the things that you want me to do, and I'm struggling here. I don't know about you, but that has been a temptation for many, many people. And friend, wisdom provides the proper perspective. and what seems like a breakdown in the sowing reaping principle. Take the words of Job. This was a wealthy man. Job was a wealthy man and just encountered great tragedy in his own life, including the loss of his children, his household staff, and his large herds of livestock. I mean, this man lost his family, lost his home, lost his money, his fortune, and yet his response was to acknowledge the Lord's hand in giving and removing, and then to praise the Lord. In Job chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, this was the response of Job after finding out he lost everything. It says, "At this, Job got up, tore off his robe, and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship." I want you to get that for a second. This man just found out he lost his family, his children, lost his staff, lost his business, lost his household staff, lost his livestock. And it says that he fell to the ground in worship. Most of us would fall down to the ground in anger, shaking our fist at God. A lot of people would respond to that. Why is it God? Or how dare you, God? But this man, Job, fell to the ground, the word says, in worship. Verse 21, "And then said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Wow. So what does this response say about Job? It says quite a bit, don't it? It says that he has a great relationship with God. Yes, it stings to lose your family like that. It hurts. But talk about knowing who God is. It says a lot. This response says a lot about Job. And friend, my question for you today, is this your response to situations? Is this the response that you have? "Lord, I don't understand this. I don't know why I lost my job. I don't know why I can't sell my house. I don't know why such and such had to pass away. But I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you, God. I'm going to praise you," just like Job. Friend, if the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, then wisdom teaches us that the Lord is in charge of everything. Psalm 103 verse 19 says, "The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." Proverbs 16:9 says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." Proverbs 19:21, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." In fact, God is the one that tells the sun and the rain when to come out. Matthew chapter 5 verse 45 says, "In order that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." So God tells the storms. God tells the sun when to come out. God tells the rain when to come out. As I study the scriptures, as I read through the word of God, I see that God is sovereign. He is in control of all things. Knowing that God is in control should change the way we see problems and situations in our life. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, I was driving with my kids, so we were going across town, and this was late in the evening, maybe around 7:30, 8 o'clock, and all of a sudden, I got a flat tire. It was in the middle of the week, I got a flat tire, and my kids are kind of nervous, they're like getting all scared and so forth, and so I'm like, okay, let me run to the gas station really quick. There's a gas station, this was like the only gas station around within 5 miles, okay? So I'm like, let me go to this gas station, I know they have air over there, let me fill up my tire as much as possible so that will give me enough air to go to the shop so I can get a new tire or whatnot. And so, all right, so I'm like, okay, there's the gas station, this is the only gas station around and for about 5 miles, so I drove to the gas station, and there was a big old sign where you get air that says, "out of order." I'm like, yep, that's about right. Now, I could have gotten so angry. I could have gotten so mad, and I could have kicked the tire. I could have done all that, but I reminded myself, okay, God, this did not catch you off guard. God, you're still God. You're still sovereign here. You're still God in this situation here. I had to remind myself of that. And that changed the way I saw that problem in that situation. Now, it was like $95 later. I got a new tire. That was not fun at all. But at the end of the day, I went to bed knowing that God was sovereign in that situation. And that changed my response. And friend, that should change the way we view and respond to situations in our life, just like Job. Just like Job. Naked I came in this world, and naked I would depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May His name be praised. Understanding that God is sovereign. See, the Bible doesn't give us the ability to explain why God allows certain stuff into our lives. Now, we can only assume, okay, God allowed this to happen for such and such, but we don't know for sure. We only need to affirm that He is God alone, that He alone is to be feared, not natural disasters, not financial meltdowns, not unjust bosses, not your in-laws, but no, that He gives and takes away as He pleases. The wise person affirms this. The fool, like Job's wife, resists it. In fact, she told Job, you know what, just curse God and die. See, friend, when we get to know the Word of God, when we study the Word of God, and when we are in that personal time with the Lord in our prayer time, we get to know God more, don't we? And the more we get to know God, the more we understand how He operates. And the more we get to know Him, the more we develop a proper perspective to situations and problems in a fallen world. Friend, no matter what happens, at the end of the day, God is still sovereign.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus.
That is called The Untitled Hymn from Chris Rice right here on Great News Radio. What a beautiful song. Well, Fred, it is so good to spend some time here with you today. I always look forward to our Thursdays together. And in fact, you can find out more about this radio ministry. This is the radio ministry of Great News Radio. You can find out more about us by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. There you can find information how you can get involved as a prayer partner, as a volunteer, or maybe as a financial supporter of this radio ministry. Again, it's all there at the website, greatnewsradio.org. Or you can write to us at Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Well, friend, thanks again for letting me spend some time with you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. Central Time, coming up tomorrow. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.